Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Zeh, Rabbi Fox, speaking to you from Tel Stone in Eretz Yisrael, the home base of Neveh Tzion, on the Neveh Tzion podcast. We started last week the Shmona Esrei of Shalosh Regalim, of the Yontif, which we will be saying on Pesach. We discussed the first couple words of the unique part of the Shmona Esrei. The beginning is like the regular Shmona Esrei, but it says, Atovach Hartonu Mikol Amim, O'av Toysanu V'Ratziso Bono. We said Atovach Hartonu Mikol Amim is referring to when Hashem chose us, picked us as a nation, which was during Pesach. O'av Toysanu is talking about Shavuos, when He showed His tremendous love by giving us the Torah. V'Ratziso Bono is You wanted us even after we fell and messed up with the Chet HaEgel, but then we had Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Simchas, the Simcha, tremendous time of Simcha of Sukkos. That's V'Ratziso Bono. What is V'Romamtonu Mikol HaLashonos? If you look at the English translations in the Art Scroll, for instance, You have exalted us above all the tongues. You've raised us up above all the different tongues, all the different languages. What is that talking about? What does it mean, raising us up above all of the other tongues? Now, I want to give you guys a tip. If you're looking to understand this part of the Shmona Esrei, and you look in the Mefarshim on the Siddur, on the Shmona Esrei of Shalosh Regalim, you're not going to find that much, because you're looking in the wrong place. The reason why you're looking in the wrong place is this is not the first time that this language is used of Romamtonu Mikol HaLashonos. As a matter of fact, we say it in the Kiddush. We say in the Kiddush of Shalosh Regalim, the same Lashon. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Baruch Habanu Mikol Ha'am V'Ra'im Memanu Mikol Lashon. The same Lashon, Romamtonu Mikol Lashon. But you're not going to find it there either. Because Rabbi said the first place that it's mentioned is something that you say every day. If you look in Shacharis, of Chol, and you look in the Birkas Kriya Shema in Ava Rabba Avtanu, and then towards the end of it, it says, Uvanu Vacharto Mikol Am Vilashon, and You chose us from all the different nations and all the different languages, the Lashon. Rabbi say, there's a very beautiful Haggadah. It's called Mishulchan Reb Elio Baruch. It's Reb Elio Baruch Finkel. It came out recently. In it, when he explains the Kiddush of Shalosh Regalim, he says some remarkable things. He says, first of all, what is the Lashon? Asher bachabanu mikolam v'romamanu mikolashon. A nation is a group of people who have things in common. It could be they live in the same place. It could be they came from the same ancestors. But Roimimonu Mikol Lashon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tremendous gift that raised us up and exalted us by giving us a special Lashon. He quotes the Roikach, the parish on the Tefillah, the Roikach, the famous Rishon, tremendous Mekubal. He says, Shiramimonu Mikol Lashon means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift of Lashon HaKadosh, Hebrew. Hebrew is not a regular language. Asher medabrim bo b'nei mailo ubo nivra ha'olam. The angels, right? The holy people speak Lashon HaKadosh, and that is the language which the world was created. It's a special kind of a language. The Rashba, he quotes the Rashba in Nedarim, in the beginning of Nedarim, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Rashba says that Lashon HaKodesh is a true language, a pure, real language. And the other languages of the nations are not inherently a language, but rather it's an agreement amongst all the people to call certain things, whatever they do it. When we call in English, you call a cow, there's nothing inherent in the word cow that defines what a cow is. It's just that we agree that we're going to call a cow. In Lashon HaKodesh, it says when Adam HaRishon gave the names, he gave Korah Shemus to all of the animals, he didn't just make up names for animals. But the name in Lashon HaKodesh defines the essence of what that thing is. Lashon HaKodesh is the most perfect and deep language. It's the only real language. It's the language that the world was created with. It's when a father gives a name to his child, to either a son or a daughter, Chazal say that he gets Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration, to give that name to his child. Because a name is not just, I decided to call him Tom. That you decided to call. Tom doesn't define the essence of the person. But when a father gives a name, Lashon HaKodesh, the Jewish name, it describes the essence of who that person is. Lashon HaKodesh is an unbelievable Lashon. Lashon HaKodesh is such a pnimius, it's such a deep, deep language. That's why you have gematrias, you have all kinds of different things that you can use to darshan. That's why in Lashon HaKodesh, the letters that make up the word, we take those letters and we change them around different orders, and you investigate the deep meaning of that Lashon HaKodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exalted us. He picked us and gave us an unbelievable gift besides choosing us, besides taking us out of Egypt, besides giving us the Torah, besides forgiving us and giving us Zman Simchaseinu. But he gave us Lashon HaKodesh, which is the tremendous chokhmah of the essence of understanding what the real Bria is, what creation is. It's unbelievable. Rabbi Yisrael, Rav Chaim Friedlander in the Sif Seichayim, he says a fascinating thing. He says the word, when we talk about language, there are what's called Sofa, is a language. Right? We speak with the Peh, and we also have the word Lashon. And he says, the Sofa, the Sfasayim, are our lips. They're the most external part of our mouth, of the part of our body we use to speak. Then the Peh is our mouth, which is more pnimiyazdik, it's more internal. But the most internal part, the most pnimiyazdik part of our mouth is our Lashon, our tongue. Our tongue is the lips are on the outside, the mouth is the inside, and the tongue is inside the mouth. He says a Lashon is what we use to express the pnimius, the deepest ideas, the deepest concepts. Lashon HaKodesh is such a holy, holy language that it was used to create the world. In it is so much chokhmah in every single word, in the letters, in the aleph beis. Three places it says. You say it every single day. You chose us by giving us this tremendous gift of Lashon HaKodesh. We say it in the Kiddush of Shalosh Regalim. And we say it also in the Shemoneh Esrei. That you chose us. You call Am the Lashon. We say in the Shemoneh Esrei, Atavachatonu mikol ha'ami, mohavtei sanu v'tzisabonu, v'roim amtonu mikol ha'loshoinis. We were zeich that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this precious gift of Lashon HaKodesh. Mitzvah Shem Rabboi say, everybody's got to learn Lashon HaKodesh. It's an unbelievable tool in understanding things. And we should be zeich, Mitzvah Shem, to a gewaldige Pesach. I don't know if I'm going to speak to you again before Pesach, probably not. We'll probably speak Chol HaMoed. But we should be zeicha to a true Yitzias Mitzrayim. We should go out from all the tsar, all the boundaries, all the things that are confining us and holding us back, the Mitzarim. We should be zeicha to true cheres, to true freedom. Ein lucha ben chayrin. You have nobody who's a ben chayrin like a person who has, whose koivish is Yitzray, who's Isaac B'Tayra, who has control over his life and does what he wants. Mitz Hashem, we should have a gewaldige Pesach. We should be zeiche, Mitz Hashem, to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And halavai, that we should all be zeiche. Mitz Hashem, there's still time that the Sheikh Sidkenuk should come and we should all be zeiche to bring Korban Pesach together in the Beis HaMikdash, Shibana Bimeirav Yomenu.